What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Buddy Talk Podcast. I am your host, Montone Barbudo, aka Bearded Bully, and today I'm gonna take y'all back to about the year 2005-2006. MySpace was running rampant. Skolnext is popping. Facebook wasn't even thought of. And I met this girl. We're going to call her Lump of Coal. When we met, she was cool. You feel me? Like, we connected instantly. And it just felt like we had this bond, like, that I couldn't explain, especially at that age. I thought it was lit. When I met her, I think she was from Merrick at the time. Well, that's what she told me. And I was living in Rochdale. I was staying at a friend's house. This is around the time I left my pop's crib. And I'm just trying to find my way through life. So I remember one time, Lump of Coal, she came from the mall with her friends. And I remember her getting me this red pullover Nautica shirt. Now, when I got the shirt, I realized there was a hole near the collar of the shirt. But, you know, I didn't think nothing much of it because it's whatever. The shit is free. I'm going to wear it anyway. I'm big on Nautica. If you don't know me, I love Nautica. The way niggas love polo, I love Nautica. So I was sold. Like, all right, I got a Nautica shirt. It's lit. It's whatever. I remember Lump of Coal telling me about the relationship she had with her moms and how it wasn't the best and they was trying to rekindle it. And I respected that because I don't have a relationship with my biological mother. I probably spent a total of 4 hours of my life with that lady. So for her to tell me that she's trying to build a relationship with her moms, I respected it. I thought that shit was cool. So every now and again, I remember her telling me, oh, she's going to go spend time with her moms. They're going shopping. They're doing this. They're doing that. All right, cool. Do your thing, babe. Have fun. You already know where I'm at. Hit me up if you're coming to spend the night or whatever the case may be. I just want to make sure you're safe. You know, the typical boyfriend shit. So this one particular time, she told me that they had went shopping and she had got me some sneakers. Now, when I got the sneakers, they were the wrong size. And, you know, I didn't give her no hard grief or no trouble with that because she never asked me what my size were. And I wasn't expecting anything. So I told her, yo, they the wrong size. I appreciate it, but I can't keep the shits. Now, I remember they were the Vault Air Max 95s. I think there was like a 9.5. At the time, I was like a size 11. So she took the sneakers. We ain't think nothing of it. I didn't think nothing of it. And, you know, we chilled. She was at my house every day, like to the point where I went to sleep, she was there. I woke up, she was there. And it was crazy because it was times that I would go to sleep with her having on something and then waking up and that bitch got on something totally different. So in my head, I'm like, yo, when did you go home? But, you know, as a young nigga, you don't think of shit like that. You don't question shit. I'm not wondering or worried about why she's spending the night at my crib all the time. Why she's always with me. Because I just thought that's what relationships were. Like, your bitch is going to be clingy. And as a nigga, you just get used to it. So it wasn't nothing out of the ordinary for me. So one day, I get this message on, one day my brother calls me and he's like, yo, bro, you around Lump of Coal? And I'm like, nah, like, what's up? He's like, yo, bro, I gotta pull up on you. Now, I knew it was something serious because my brother, I love this nigga, but he didn't know his way around Queens like that. Like, the nigga was on a tight leash. So I was kind of like his tour guide or shit. Like, I would show him or tell him, yo, take the van here, get off here, take the bus here, do this. So I direct the nigga to Rochdale, and he pulls up on me. He's like, yo, bro, some nigga from Brooklyn hit me up, blah, blah, blah. Like, yo, I think you should see this. Like, I think you should call the nigga. So I'm looking at my brother. I'm just confused. Like, bro, what are you talking about? What nigga from Brooklyn, bro? Like, at this time, I wasn't running through Brooklyn like that. So that was uncharted territories for me. So we called a nigga. I don't remember the nigga name. And he's like, yo, do you know Lump of Coal, this, that, and the third? Yo, that bitch took some sneakers from me. So I'm like, sneakers? I'm like, nah, bro. Like, she tried to give me some sneakers, but them shits was too small. So I don't know what she did with them shits. So after talking on the phone with this dude for probably about like 10 minutes, I would say 10, 15 minutes, he's like, yo, where you from? So I tell the nigga, I'm from Southside, Queens, bro. What's up? He's like, yo, I'm gonna pull up out there. All right, whatever, pull up. So the whole time we waiting for him to pull up, me and my bro, we just chilling. I wasn't even smoking that much at the time. Like, I think like a blunt or two a week, I thought I was a smoker. So the boy pull up, and this nigga got a bag with him. So me and him chopping it up and shit. And the nigga goes into the bag and pulls out one of them big ass Jerry Springer recording cameras. So he was like, yo, you know Lump of Coal? I'm like, yeah, that's my girl, bro. Like, what's up? He's like, yo, watch this shit. So the nigga pulls out the camera and plays a video. In the video, this bitch was getting teamed by like 4 or 5 niggas, bro. And I didn't have to see her face because I knew that bitch body. Fellas, ladies, this goes for you too. If you're fucking with somebody, you know their body. You know how they arch their back. Fellas, we know how females arch their back. And ladies, you know the fucking motions that your nigga do when he's throwing it. So I'm looking at this shit. And back then, you know, this shit had a date on it. Even though now you could put the date on camera and shit, but this shit had the date on it. And I'm looking at the date. I'm like, yo, bro, this shit's from a couple of days ago. He's like, yo, that bitch is a hoe, bro. That bitch stole my sneakers, this, that, and the third. So I'm like, word? So I'm hot at this time. I'm hot. And it just so happened to be that Lump of Coal was in the hood. So I can't remember if I called her to come link me at that time or if she was already on the way to come link me. But she's walking down the path and she see me talking to old boy from Brooklyn, and the look in her face was priceless. That bitch froze as if she seen a ghost, like as if El Chapo was there to take the ransom money that she owed. So the niggas start bombing her shit like, you dumb, dirty bitch. You a hoe, da-da-da-da-da. Nigga is vexed. I'm over here boiling. Boiling. So the bitch pulls up on me and she's trying to, like, cop her way out of it. I'm like, nah, shorty, you a dub. You a dub. I took her razor phone, broke that shit, tossed it in the grass. I was about to knock this bitch head off her shoulders when my brother grabbed my arm and, like, threw me 20 yards. Like, my bro is short, but that nigga is strong. That nigga grabbed me up like, yo, bro, it's not worth it. Yo, you really want to go to jail over this shit? Da-da-da-da. Like, bro, don't do it. It's not worth it, bro. He's just telling me over and over, bro, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You don't want to go to jail for this bitch. This bitch a hoe, da-da-da-da. So, I listen to my brother. I walk off. I'm hot. Lump of Coal, she gets low. You know, bitches always going to try to come back and butter you up. So, I'm hot. And then everything just started clicking for me. Like, yo, those Air Maxes was his. Damn, that Nautica shirt, she stole that shit. Like, shit is just starting to fucking go off like light bulbs. I'm finding the pieces to the puzzle that I was missing before. So that day go by, I dubbed the bitch like, nah, I can't fuck with you. Like, I can't fuck with you. You wilding. Niggas was running through your shit. Like Drake and his woes. Running through her shit. And it's just crazy how that was probably like my first real heartbreak. Because I liked that bitch. Like, it's so fucked up that to this day, I still have bad feelings and bad blood towards her. Because that's not the only situation that I've had with her. So it's one time, because I'm a sucker. I'm going to put it out there. I'm a fucking sucker. Even after the video, I think like a couple of days went by and I was back to fucking with her again. Because either I realized the bitch was a thief or whatever the case may be, but she was just getting me whatever I wanted. So I remember this one time, the person I was living with in Rochdale, me and them had got into a situation because they thought that I stole their iPhone. It was the white iPhone 3, I believe. Her, her mom's, her grandmother, and if I'm correct, her little brother all had got new iPhones around the time. And around this time, she was fucking with this nigga that just came around. Niggas ain't know this nigga from a hole in the wall. I don't even know where she met the nigga at. But I remember I went out that day to go to the welfare office to apply for food stamps. And when I came back, niggas was questioning me like, yo, where's the phones at? This, that, and the third. You stole the phone. You the only one who left the house. And that shit just caught me blindsidedly because I genuinely was honest. Like, yo, I didn't take your phone. Like, I live here. Why would I take your phone? What am I going to do with a phone? Especially that phone. It was, I think, the white iPhone 3 or the white 4. I cannot remember, but I really think it was the white iPhone 3. I'm like, how am I going to take your phone and come back to live here? Like, what am I doing with the phone? You think I took it to the Ave and sold it? Like, nah. So the whole time I'm telling her, yo, I didn't take your phone. I didn't take your phone. Shorty kicks me out. All right, cool, whatever. So at this time, Lumpa Cole tells me, she's like, yo, my bro got a crib on Merrick. He's not there right now. We could stay there for a couple of days, you know, until you just figure out what you're going to do. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I wasn't going back to my pop's house and I wasn't going to the shelter. I literally had nowhere to go. So me, my sister, and Lumpa Cole, and Breezy, I love you because you know you did not have to leave with me. But we all go to this house on Merrick. Merrick and 109 to be exact. And we end there. She's like, oh yeah, my brother sells drugs and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, all right, cool. He a trapper. He not going to be here. That first night, niggas made some ghetto ass ramen with like elbow pasta and spaghetti and just mad seasoning because it was nothing in the cabinets, nothing in the fridge. So I see this ID hanging up on the wall. And I'm like, yo, who? I'm like, yo, this your brother? Who is this? She look at this shit. She's like, nah, that's not my brother. This is probably one of his custies. All right, whatever. I'm not thinking of this shit. So it was a one-bedroom apartment. And it was me, Lumpa Cole, and my sister. And I think it was one bed. I think my sister slept on the floor. And me and Lumpa Cole slept on the bed. I can't remember how it went. But I know the next day, her brother came back. And he came early morning, probably like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, yo, he need the crib. Like, we need to vacate the premises for a little while so he could, you know, get his money. It wasn't cold outside. It was probably around the summertime, springtime. So he's like, all right, whatever. We're going to go outside. We'll come back later. So we outside. Hours are going by. Like, 4, 5, 5.5, 6 hours done went by. We pull up to the crib. Her brother's still telling us, like, yo, I'm not done yet. Y'all got to come back later. So now I'm getting aggy, like, yo, I'm tired, my nigga, like, I don't got nowhere to go. We sitting in the park on Merrick over near the that big ass church that's always on TV. I don't know the name of this shit, but there's a park right down the street from it, across the street from the fire department. We were sitting in that park damn near all day. We walked to Rochdale, walked back. So now it's probably like 6 at night, 7 at night. And her brother's still on some, yo, I need the crib. Yo, y'all gotta come back later shit. At this point, I'm tired of walking around, sitting at the park. So we all go up to the roof. So we sitting on the roof, just looking down at the street. And I went to turn around to go back inside to come downstairs. And on the roof, there's like another level. I look up to the level and I see like a suitcase up there. So I go up there and tell me why that was my suitcase. Her brother and his niggas, them niggas stole my sidekick. Them niggas stole my sister's PlayStation. They rummaged through our shit. So now I'm hot. Like, I'm super hot all over again. Like, yo, bitch, you brought me here to set me up. Your brother robbing me. Like, I'm bombing her. She over here crying. She talking as if she ain't know what was going on. Super hot. So the next day, because, you know, we got the suitcase down. And I think we got in the house probably like 11 o'clock that night. Brother nowhere to be found. His friends nowhere to be found. So the next day we wake up and we dip. I ended up going back to my father's house. My sister went to her grandmother's house. And Lump of Coal was just, she was good. Because remember, she never lived with me. She lived on Merrick or wherever the fuck the bitch lived. I don't even know for sure if she lived on Merrick. But she was good. So I'm hot. I don't know what to do because the sidekick wasn't mine. It was my baby mother's brother's sidekick that I was supposed to fix. And it was just a horrible situation. Like a horrible situation. And I can say since then, I've probably been cold towards females. And it's not even y'all fault, but y'all know how one bad apple could spoil the bunch? That bitch was the bad apple. And it's just crazy because even years after that, like years after that, I would still try to fuck with her because she was a nice bitch. Like, it was something about her that I liked. And I was just blind to all the dumb shit that she had put me through. Luckily, I finally got over it. The bitch had a kid. I ended up moving on. And then it was just like, I've been cold ever since then. Because right after that, I probably got into one of the most interesting relationships I've ever been in. That relationship after Lump of Coal really showed me that y'all bitches are the same. But yo, this is Lump of Coal. I appreciate y'all for listening. I could talk all day about this bitch, but I just wanted to tell y'all how this bitch got ran through on camera before we was thinking about being porn stars. I'm your fucking host, my Tone Barbudo, a.k.a. Bearded Bully. Go follow the fucking Instagram. Go follow the Facebook at Bully Talk Podcast. Go follow the Twitter at Podcast Bully. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Like, comment, share. Please go subscribe on Apple Music, Google Cast, Podbeam, Radio Cast, Spotify, Anchor. Bully Talk Podcast. I'm out.